you gave, I got a problem with it. If you can't do better than that, babe, I got a problem with it. Justified it in my own way, I lost myself in it. If it's all you got and it's enough, you say, I got a problem with it.
Just heard Planes. They, of course, cited Chicks. I would say Trio. Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt effort. Being a forebearer as well. That was Jared's number one. That means we have wrapped up our top 20, and it is time to say thank yous. And first and foremost, thank you to you, the listeners, for sticking with us, not just for this program, but for another year of programming here on UMFM. Thanks to the artists and labels and promoters who sent us the music that we featured throughout the year. I counted digital submissions this year, EPs and albums, not counting singles, over 6,000 submissions this year.
Jeez.
So much music.
Yes.
This is just scratching the surface. And I mean, this is, like I said, this is, you know, my top 20 is from 250 records, and even that's just scratching the surface of the overall list. So don't forget to check out the programmer picks on the UMFM website, because there's a lot of stuff that other folks play and listen to and cherish that didn't necessarily make our cuts.
And definitely big thanks go out to those programmers, our hardworking volunteers. We have, after a lengthy time of being away from the studio, we returned full-time in April. And so we've had folks who resumed doing their shows live right from the jump. And then there's more that sort of trickle in. But the programmers, the core of UMFM, have never stopped producing new content, whether it's from studio at home or they're here live. We cannot thank those folks enough, because without them, there is no UMFM. 2023 is going to be a big year for the station, as I can imagine that hopefully we continue to creep towards some sort of sense of normalcy, and our annual funding drive, Pledgerama, is going to return at a new time in April of 2023. And so hopefully some of you can show us some love, show us some support. I know I've gotten a lot of emails and questions about when that's coming back. We've got some great incentives cooked up. Yeah, I think that wraps it up. This 8-hour odyssey, the 18th year in a row that we've done this.
Our baby is now officially no. old enough to drink. If you missed it, as we said, there's no rebroadcast on January 1st. Our regular programmers, who Jared just thanked and who I would like to echo his thanks for, will be doing their own shows. But you can check out a podcast version of this on the UMFM special broadcast page on the website. We'll have the entirety of this broadcast available for you to stream or download for your own edification.
Yes. Thank you for listening. And we will see you in 2023.